Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Ex-Gillette police officer and South Dakota town mayor charged with triple murder in South Dakota. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. J. Edward Ostrom, 64, who served with the Gillette Police Department from 1982 to 2003, and most currently the former mayor of Centerville, South Dakota, has been charged with three counts of first-degree murder after allegedly killing three people in a rage over a neighbor's alleged sexual assault of a family member. He is accused of murdering Paul W. Frankis, Zachary R. Frankis, and Timothy E. Richmond, according to the Wyoming News Exchange. The incident occurred at around 9:44 p.m. on Memorial Day when a man called 911 reporting that his relative had been shot by a man from across the street, later identified as Ostrom. The caller, who was also shot, stopped communicating shortly after. The New York Post reported when police arrived, they found Ostrom leaving his home and ignored orders to stop. He was eventually apprehended by a Game Fish and Parks officer. Ostrom had an AR-style rifle on the ground near him, was bleeding from his left arm, and smelled of alcohol. A .380 handgun was found in his pocket, along with spent shell casings at the scene. Inside the home where the 911 call originated, police found three deceased individuals. Ostrom's family member reported that the neighbor had allegedly assaulted her on the previous Thursday, leading to Ostrom's violent outburst on Memorial Day. Ostrom is held on a $1 million cash-only bond, and the South Dakota Division of Criminal Investigation is handling the case. Why Health Train Grant application window opens for aspiring healthcare professionals in Wyoming. The Department of Workforce Services has announced the opening of the application window for the Why Health Train Grant funded through the American Rescue Plan Act. According to the press release from the Department of Workforce Services, the grant offers a significant financial boost for Wyoming residents aiming to enroll in healthcare career pathways at Wyoming community colleges or the University of Wyoming for the fall 2024 semester. Eligible applicants may receive up to $10,000 to complete a qualified healthcare program within a two-year period. To qualify, applicants must meet at least one of the following criteria: became employed or underemployed during or as a result of the pandemic for the period of March 13, 2020 to May 11, 2023. Household income is at or below 300% of the federal poverty guidelines. Elizabeth Gagan, director of the Department of Workforce Services, said, "The Why Health Train Grant presents a remarkable opportunity for Wyoming residents to pursue rewarding careers in the healthcare sector while addressing our state's workforce needs. By investing in education and training of our community members, we're paving the way towards a healthier future for all Wyoming residents." Applications are due by July 5th for those planning to enroll in the fall semester. To assist potential applicants, the Why Health Train team is hosting several Q&A sessions. The next session will be held at 10 a.m. on Wednesday, June 5th. Visit the Wyoming Department of Workforce Services website to get more information and to apply for the grant. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.